Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about Stop Drinking Coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com.
What if I told you that alcohol is actually the most dangerous drug on the planet? Yep, and when I say the most dangerous drug on the planet, I mean it. More dangerous than heroin, more dangerous than crack, more dangerous than crystal meth. Well, I'm sure many of you are scratching your head thinking, how can that be possible? It's just beer, it's just wine. And then the excuses start coming out. Well, they used to drink beer instead of water hundreds of years ago. Oh, but they drank wine in the Bible. But didn't you see that thing on the TV that wine drinkers live longer? A lot of people will get very defensive if I make a statement saying that alcohol is more dangerous than crack and heroin. But ladies and gentlemen, today in this video, I'm going to break down why it's the most dangerous drug on the planet. And it will all make sense as we start unpacking this. But by the end of this video, you are going to be so much better equipped to deal with other people and their opinions and all the conditioning that's happening. So all of this stuff is just going to solidify your mindset when you're on your journey to getting in control of your drinking. So the very first thing that makes drinking alcohol dangerous are the brand ambassadors in the world. And what I mean by this is that if you tell somebody, right, I'm not going to drink alcohol anymore, there will be people in your life that will support you. They'll be like, that's awesome, good for you, that's great. There'll be other people in there that think that drinking is a good thing. It's a beneficial thing. It's their way of relaxing. And then as soon as you stop drinking alcohol, they feel under attack. And listen, I had people like that in my life when I stopped drinking 5 years ago. And do you know what it felt like? It felt like crabs in a bucket. It felt like the people around me just didn't want me to break free. They wanted me to kind of just stay in the bucket. See, the last thing other drinkers want you to do is start making your life better. Is start improving yourself. Don't get me wrong, of course there are people out there that do want you to do that, that may drink alcohol, but a lot of the company that you may keep if you drink alcohol, well, they don't really want to see you succeed. Because by you succeeding, they've got to start questioning their own drinking patterns. And this is what I mean when I say a brand ambassador. This is the thing with alcohol, is that it has so many of these brand ambassadors. They don't get paid. They're not getting commission for encouraging other people to drink. Yet it's almost like these alcohol companies have hired thousands of people to go out into the world and keep them hooked on the product. It's crazy, right? But this is why it's dangerous. Because these people can be our family. These people can be our friends. These people can be people that we love and respect and admire. And yet when we try and make a change, they're the ones that are not encouraging us. They're the ones that want us to have that one or two drinks. And before you know it, we're drinking again and boom, we're back at square one. Yet with other drugs, we don't have these brand ambassadors. Now, I'm sure there are people out there that will promote hard drugs. And if you keep that kind of company, it's going to be similar. But let's say you've been addicted to a hard drug and you break away from that group of people and you go to society, nobody's going to start looking at you funny for not taking that drug. They're going to be very supportive. But with alcohol, we could break away from a certain group of friends and then meet a new group of friends. And then before you know it, it's the exact same story. So that's the first reason. The second reason why alcohol is the most dangerous drug on the planet is because of the celebrities that endorse drinking. You've seen it in the media. You know, the alcohol brand that's worth $5 billion, the alcohol company that just got sold for $300 million, that's all owned by a celebrity. You know, these people with huge audiences, huge levels of influence, spend their lives building a career, entertaining people, doing these bits and pieces, and then what they're doing is selling a drug to those people. And again, this is what makes it dangerous, because when you've got somebody with such a big platform that then is starting to come out with the tequila brand, come out with the whiskey brand, I'm sorry, but they don't care about your health. They want you to buy that product again and again and again. And listen, you might not be into celebrity culture, but you cannot deny their influence on society. And when you've got these people that have got these huge audiences, this huge amount of influence that are pushing this product out there, what do you think happens? Of course more people get hooked on it, which ends up creating more brand ambassadors. But we don't see celebrities going out there selling crack, selling crystal meth, promoting painkillers. But alcohol is in this completely different league, yet it still kills so many people. It's still one of the most dangerous drugs on the planet. It's just in this totally different category that, it's all right, it's just alcohol, we can sell that. It's insanity. And this is why I'm saying it's dangerous, because you can go and drink that stuff to the day that you die and nobody can bat an eyelid, because it's a normal thing to do. Now, here's the third thing that makes alcohol so dangerous. When you stop a hard drug, you know, painkillers, whatever, people are not going to question, why did you do it? Like, what are you thinking? Nobody's going to give you a hard time if you've come off painkillers or come off Valium or something like that. People are going to respect you. They're going to be like, that's awesome. But when people stop drinking alcohol, it's not like that. People question you. And it's the only drug on the planet that you've got to explain yourself for not taking. Which leads me to the fourth thing. And when you stop drinking alcohol, everybody assumes that you have a problem, that you're an alcoholic, that you've got a disease, that, you know, you've got some genetic disorder, that you drank, you must have gone crazy or something, because why would you want to stop drinking? Everybody assumes that you must have had a problem, because this is the point, is why would you want to give up drinking? And this is what I'm talking about. When I say that alcohol is the most dangerous drug on the planet, sure, we could talk about the health consequences, you know, the amount of people that die, but that stuff's not necessarily helpful. Scare tactics and statistics, I mean, sure, it could help you in your journey, but what we need to understand is the underlying tone in society of how people view alcohol. Because these are the people that we're dealing with every single day, whether you drink or not. We're dealing with these influencers, we're dealing with media, and we're dealing with other people that drink. And this is what makes it so dangerous, because when you stop drinking alcohol, people want you to drink. There's a financial incentive. There's people out there that feel uncomfortable around you when you're not drinking. And there are basically many factors that are trying to pull you back into it. And this is why it's so dangerous, because it's so easy to just get caught back in the trap. It's so easy just to start justifying it and rationalizing and thinking it's a good idea again, because that's the world that we live in. That's what's promoted. That's what's rammed down our throats 24/7, 365 days of the year from day one of being born. Listen, people make money from you drinking alcohol. So of course people want you to drink it. Of course there's going to be this positive tone around it. But if nobody could make money from alcohol, if it was, you know, I don't know, if it was just free, right? All alcohol was free tomorrow, nobody could make a profit from it, then the tone would shift. Because there's no longer a need to lie to people. There'd be no need to promote ethanol anymore as a great product. Because it isn't a great product. It's doing nothing for you. So we absolutely need to stay aware. We need to keep our wits about us, keep mindful, and see this stuff for what it is.
Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.